This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. beef is cooperating with halal certifications in Muslim countries. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
U.S. beef exports to many Muslim-majority countries must meet certain halal certification guidelines, but those requirements can vary broadly from country to country. U.S. Meat Export Federation Director of Export Services Jim Remchek said USMEF works closely with USDA, foreign halal authorities, U.S. halal certifiers, and U.S. processors in order to make sure USMEF members fully understand and comply with each country's specific halal requirements.
Halal beef exports have traditionally been an important part of U.S. beef exports. However, there are certain markets that have different requirements for what it means to be a halal certified beef product or a halal certified beef slaughterhouse. What USMEF has done traditionally is ensure that our members know exactly what they need to do to meet those requirements and also interface with halal certifying bodies in the U.S. in case they need assistance communicating with accrediting bodies in countries that require halal certification.
Remchek said USMEF and USDA work together to alleviate concerns in Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates and restore halal access for U.S. beef.
We've had a couple of recent successes, namely in the UAE, where we had restricted access to that market for about a 6-month period. But through engagement and intervention, supported by research that was conducted at Colorado State University and validated in an implant setting to alleviate any concerns that the UAE had in terms of our halal production system and methods, we were able to get that market fully reopened.
For more, visit usmef.org. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.